We continue finding out more about our candidates for District 15 for the Nebraska Legislature. And with us this morning is Peter Mayberry. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself or let Dodge County and part of Valley, as the district kind of changed this last year. Let them know who you are.
So actually, I'm part of the new structuring. I'm in Valley. So I'm actually, it used to be just Dodge County, but now you've got a little bit of Douglas County in there as well. And who I am is, I'm just a kid that was raised on a farm, you know, went to work for the big corporate structure, General Electric, and then started my own business. And when I started my own business is when I actually started probably paying more attention to politics. And, you know, I guess there's a lot of things I don't like that's going on. So I was actually really back and forth about whether I wanted to actually run for Senate. And I actually waited till the last second, the deadline, and still wasn't completely sure. But I figured the worst case scenario, I'm out $120. So I went down, filed, and now we're running.
Yeah, yeah. Have you been out seeing people so far?
So I have seen quite a few people. I've actually talked to a lot of people in Valley, and Valley's actually held some events that are actually mostly for the local, you know, mayor's race and council's race. But I haven't done a ton of things in Fremont, which is obviously the largest city in the district. But I also, I mean, this was so lately planned that, I mean, I've actually been trying to talk to, like, even political advisors and different stuff, and I'm actually kind of dumbfounded because I thought there would be probably a better way to go about this, but it seems like, I mean, I talked to four different people, and they think that winning elections is mailers. Like, you're just going to have to send out eight mailers. And I've actually been really brainstorming, like, there's got to be a better way to do this than just bombarding people with mailers and getting signs for your yard. And I mean, I haven't even been paying attention to the mailers I'm getting, and it says nothing. I mean, it literally says nothing. It's like, I've been in this community for 20 years and I support it and want to do the right things for it. And you're like, that literally is garbage.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know anybody that wants to live in a community and not for it to not do well. So, I mean, like, I can't even believe they're spending money putting that out.
Yeah, I would totally agree with mail pieces, because you don't know for sure what to believe, especially if someone decides, okay, well, now I'm going to say something about Peter Mayberry that I probably don't even know, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'd even say, too, I mean, you can get what people are registered. I mean, you could literally put out two different mail flyers. You could put one out to people that are registered Democrat, and you could put a totally different one out to people that are registered Republican. Like I said, I just think there's a lot. And there's actually a lot of problems. Like, I always thought there was a cap on how much money you could get. And then I find out that when you're running for Senate, like, someone can give me $150,000. I mean,
right?
It's insane. I mean, if I was running for a, you know, federal, like if I was running for United States Senator, I'd be capped at like $5,000. But since we're running for state senator, it's like unlimited. And I guess I always knew that there was special interest. And like, I knew that there was big money in politics, but I didn't realize that, you know, you could have a billionaire ex-governor that just gives four people $150,000, which is a ton of money in the state of Nebraska, right? I mean, we're not running, you know, $4 or $5 million campaigns like some other states. So it actually helps you better understand why things don't get done. I mean, I really think that there's a lot of, you know, special interest in probably all politics, but even at state and local levels.
So we're talking with Peter Mayberry, a candidate for District 15 for the Nebraska Senate or Nebraska Legislature. And as far as party affiliation, do you have a party? I mean, this is a nonpartisan race, supposedly. I say that with my quotations up, nonpartisan.
So it's funny, like, for a lot of my early life, I don't know if I really would think I was a Democrat or a Republican. And like I said, now the stage I'm at now, like, I would 100% say that I'm neither Democrat or Republican. I don't feel that I fit into either party. And I would assume that the majority of people, if they actually delved into it, would probably feel similar. But I would say if I'm anything, I'm probably, if I was actually going to pick a box to fit in, I would say that I'm very libertarian.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of a cross of each, or of really?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, even when I think about Democrat and Republican, you have like these hot button things that are like on the top of people's mind. But I feel like some of that's even just noise. I mean, what's going on behind the scenes is kind of what I've been trying to focus on now. And I mean, like I said, being a small business owner and dealing with regulation and just like how one action in Lincoln can actually dramatically affect what I'm doing in Omaha, Nebraska. Like, I just think, I mean, like I said, I'm a libertarian. I mean,
right,
the
right.
big thing of a libertarian yeah. is don't tread on me. Like, I mean, don't, yeah. if someone's not bothering you, don't bother them.
Yeah. As far as and I, as far as issues or legislature, do you feel like property taxes are the top or the number one thing?
So actually, like when I have been talking to people, like yeah, people, and that has been almost the number one universal thing brought up is people are upset about property taxes, and even that, you know, like you have, I mean, I don't know how much you want to go into this, but like right now they have like a bill where they're trying to like they've attacked like skill games, they want to attack vapes and do 100%. But, like, the thing that absolutely infuriates me is, like, we do skill games. The governor's talking about a 20% tax on gross. And it just tells me that these people don't have a clue what they're doing. So if you put $100, let's say, in that machine, it's going to pay back probably $92. So there's $8 left over, and usually it's the $4 is split. I mean, it's $8, mm-hmm. and $4 goes to the operator, $4 goes to the machine holder. If you do a 20% tax on gross, that means the state's taking $20, and nobody's going to, and he's like, and the thing is, he's already getting taxes on it, right? Like, I mean, people are paying income tax, they're paying, but if you put a 20% gross tax on that, who's going to run a machine that they lose $12 for every $100 right. in there?
Yeah.
So, like, he literally says, like, we're going to get all this tax money from this, and the truth is, we get no tax money from it, and we actually already lose tax money that we were bringing in.
Yeah, and obviously that won't encourage people to play skill games, I wouldn't think.
They won't or play to even I mean, have people them. Won't have them. Like yeah. I said, I mean, no company's going to run a – you're not going to put something in your business that you 100% know loses you money. And like I said, and then we want to tax everything. You can tax something 50%. I mean, 70%. But I mean, if it's something that is too detrimental to it, like 50% of zero is zero.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just – and like they're talking about shifting property tax to sales tax – and even that is like frustrating. I mean, I'll admit, like I'm doing pretty well. Like, I mean, I make a fairly good income that I don't have to worry about stuff. But I think about if you're raising, I mean, you talk about property tax, people own homes, you know, and they have property tax. And even if you're in an apartment, the apartment complex pays some form of property tax, but it's spread out amongst all the residents in the rent. But if you do sales tax, I mean, you're hammering the people that are already suffering the most. I mean, you have people that are having trouble putting groceries and feeding their kids right now, and you're like, let's tax the goods that they have to buy every day more so we can relieve property tax. It's like, I actually get so frustrated. Even when I look at the legislature in the state of Nebraska, you look at half of them are like ag people, and, you know, like they got ag and cattle and pigs. And the truth is, that's one industry that has been decimated. I mean, these people are running because they're already in this industry, and if you look at the price of corn in the 70s and the price of corn now, it hasn't kept up. I mean, they don't even – it's what they already do. They're trying to get elected to fix it, and they're not fixing it. Like, I just can't believe how many people we have that absolutely do nothing. I mean, I even look at the bills. Like, it's a 1,000-page bill. Nobody's reading this stuff. Everybody's just cramming stuff in there. You want to know our property taxes are high? Because we got all this behind-the-scenes deal-making,
right.
and we're just blowing money. And like I said, can you solve it all? You can't. But like, I guess you just hope that you can maybe make a dent in it.
Yeah. So you sound like you'd be more of a compromise guy.
I think that I would be more of a guy like, why are we doing this bill? Like, I'm going to vote no. And they're like, why? And I'm like, because it's too big.
Yeah.
Like, let's make it smaller. I mean, like, you vote on everything anyway. Why can't you vote on smaller bills or push stuff away? Or like, why does everything like right now, like they're doing all these committee meetings and they're wrangling and they're all behind the scenes. So when the bill actually gets done, it's been jacked around, you know, how many times and how many days, and this has been taken out, this has been put back in, this was in, now it's out. And then you go for a floor vote. I mean, like this last bill, the LB, I don't even know, the number is 531 or whatever. Like, they're in committee, and then they're like, we got to go to a vote now on it. So you just made a bunch of changes to it, like, and you're in these committees, nobody knows about it, and, like, now you're going to go vote on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's literally insanity, and, like, nobody is standing up and saying, what are we doing here?
Yeah, yeah. No.
And like I said, I don't even really want to do this, but I just am so frustrated with how it's going.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. So,
and I'll probably lose because I'm not part of the political machine. I don't know, and I'm not raising money. Like, I'm not asking people money. I actually loathe the thought of me asking for somebody to donate to a campaign. Like, it just makes me feel
icky. Do you have a website or somewhere where people can go to find information on you?
So, like I said, when I was talking about this mail-in flyer, like, I have a guy that I actually have been talking to, and obviously it's we should have been doing this months ago, but I also should have made up my mind. But yeah, he's actually a web guy, and he is also like a social media guy. And I was thinking, you know, people are on, I mean, even when you look for anything right now, you go to your phone and like, I mean, when I came here today, I used my phone to find the address.
Right, this place. Yeah, you use your phone for everything.
So instead of doing flyers and mailers and me putting a name in a yard that means absolutely nothing, I mean, I guess if the thought is if they see 50 of your yard signs that you're like, oh, he must be a good guy because 50 people. I don't know what the...
that's the logic in a lot of cases, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, like, so... And like just, I guess it's the old advertising adage that if you hit them 7-11 times, it'll imprint. So like just keep on doing mailers. Doesn't matter what it says, just make sure your name's big. But I was thinking about making actual videos and actually trying to like push them to Facebook or Google and even make YouTube where instead of me putting 3 sentences on a card, like I actually even thought about just sending out one mailer, having like a QR code. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm still doing this. And like I said, this should have been done 5-6 months ago. We're doing this in real time. But like if you just did a QR code and if someone wants to scan it, it'll take you right to a video, like almost like a commercial.
Yeah.
And like I said, and maybe it doesn't work. Maybe all these guys are right. Maybe these people that have been doing it for 50 years saying, just send out mailers. Just keep on mailing. That's the key. So maybe that's... Maybe I'll find out, wow, those guys are great. They're right. They're amazing. Like, just mail. Just keep on mailing.
Yeah, you never know.
Or maybe I'll find out that maybe we can get some traction by not spending $150,000, spending maybe $3,000, $4,000 of my own money on just doing really, you know, what do they call it? Like, targeted.
Yeah, targeted spots. Yeah, for sure.
I think that the signs in people's yards, I think it is, oh, there's one. You know, there's one, there's one, there's one. And then... it's just name recognition when you go into the polls. Oh, I recognize this name.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy with a lot of signs.
Yeah.
He must be a good guy. I don't know. He must be doing something right.
I don't know, but I think that's part of it.
Peter, I mean, he literally can stand for everything you hate, but you're like, I mean, people like him. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They must like him. They must know something I don't.
Yeah, they put a sign in their yard. They must like him.
But I think that's the logic behind that, just to get imprinted in the brain.
And so I think you recognize the name. And like you said, even with the postcards, like they said seven, like two political consultants are like, you need to send out 7 mailers. And I'm like, 7, that seems like a very specific number, and you guys are all on the same page.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a website. Is it like Peter
Mayberry?
It's not up
yet. No, like it's being designed. Like I said,
okay.
I mean, the funny thing is, like, it's almost so late in the game on this that if we could possibly somehow, I mean, with as far behind as we are, the chances of getting out of, you know, the primary is probably slim. But I mean, we're still trying. And like I said, the fact is, if we can make it through there, we are building something that will actually be more visible, more information online. Like actually having like Facebook pages, having like a website, but it's to my own detriment and fault. Like I said, I should have made this decision and started having a plan prior to the deadline.
Right.
But I also look at it like I'm learning a lot from this anyway. So, I mean, if I just slam on my face on this, you know, I'll be better prepared to do this.
Yeah. For the next time too. Yeah, for sure. Peter, anything else you wanted to add this morning? Otherwise, I think we're about done, but I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I don't really have like a platform. I just want to say that I would try to do things that was the best for the majority of Nebraskans. And I wouldn't even probably focus on District 15, but I think that if I was making the decisions for the majority of Nebraskans, it would help the majority in District 15.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not going to do special interest. I'm very content with where I'm at. I don't want nor need anybody to give me $150,000. I would actually feel, if I spent $150,000 of someone else's money and lost, like, I mean, it would just be insane to me. Yeah. But also, if you take $150,000 from somebody, like, you owe them. I mean, they're going to expect that they're going to call you and they expect that phone to be answered. So I even look at it like, I don't want to be beholden to anybody. I don't want to compromise myself. I don't want to give up my values. Like, And like I said, if I do make it to Lincoln, like I don't want anybody to feel like I can be coerced, bribed, or bought.
Right. Yeah, that's not the way you want it to be at all. No. I appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
No, I appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Peter.
Peter Mayberry, a candidate for the District 15 seat for the Nebraska legislature. Primary is coming up here May 14th, so get ready to vote.